Chapter 12. The Role of Community and Family in Reintegration. For many veterans, reintegrating into civilian life is a difficult and isolating process. While mental health treatment, government programs, and therapy-based solutions all play a crucial role in healing, family and community support are equally essential. A strong support system can provide veterans with stability, connection, and purpose, helping them transition from military to civilian life without feeling completely disconnected from the world around them. However, reintegration is not as simple as just welcoming a veteran home and expecting them to adjust overnight. Many veterans struggle with PTSD, hypervigilance, anxiety, and emotional detachment, which can make reconnecting with family and friends challenging. At the same time, community engagement is often difficult because civilian environments feel unfamiliar, unpredictable, or overwhelming. In this chapter, we explore how families can support veterans without overwhelming them, the importance of local veteran-friendly community initiatives, and small social interactions that help veterans feel engaged without pressure. How families can support veterans without overwhelming them. Families play an essential role in a veteran's reintegration process, but even well-meaning loved ones can unknowingly make the transition more difficult. Veterans often experience internal struggles that family members don't fully understand, and the pressure to immediately reconnect or function normally can be overwhelming. Understanding the challenges veterans face at home. When a veteran returns home, family members are often eager to rebuild relationships, create structure, and provide emotional support. However, veterans may feel uncomfortable expressing emotions or discussing military experiences, struggle with hypervigilance, PTSD, or anxiety, making home environments feel stressful, prefer solitude, or feel disconnected from family traditions and routines, feel pressured to just be happy or move on from their military experiences, which can make them withdraw further. Best practices for family support. Give them space while staying available. Avoid pressuring a veteran to talk about their experiences immediately. Instead, let them know they can open up on their own terms. Respect their need for quiet time, personal space, and decompression while offering steady, non-judgmental support. Maintain a sense of normalcy. Veterans often struggle with a loss of identity after leaving the military. Maintaining a consistent home environment can provide a sense of stability. Avoid walking on eggshells or drastically changing routines. Instead, allow veterans to ease into family life naturally. Encourage without pushing. Many veterans resist therapy or social engagement due to stigma or discomfort. Instead of demanding they seek help, provide information, suggest options, and support their choices. Rather than saying, "You need therapy," try, "I read about a veteran support group in town, and it might be helpful. No pressure, but I can go with you if you want." Recognize signs of PTSD, depression, or withdrawal. Some veterans may struggle silently. Watch for signs of isolation, excessive drinking, emotional numbness, irritability, or avoidance of social interactions. If a veteran shows concerning symptoms, encourage professional help while reassuring them they are not alone. Be patient with emotional outbursts or detachment. Some veterans may experience mood swings, frustration, or emotional detachment. This does not mean they don't care about their family. It is often a coping mechanism. Avoid taking emotional distance personally and focus on small, steady acts of love and reassurance. Families can make a major difference in a veteran's recovery, but they must strike a balance between being supportive and giving veterans the space to process their emotions on their own timeline. The importance of local veteran-friendly community initiatives. While family support is critical, Community engagement also plays a key role in helping veterans overcome isolation. Unfortunately, many veterans feel disconnected from their communities, either because they don't know how to engage or because they feel like they don't belong. Why community matters for veteran reintegration. A sense of belonging. The military provides a deep sense of camaraderie, purpose, and identity. Many veterans struggle with losing that connection after service. Opportunities for socializing without pressure. Local initiatives allow veterans to interact on their own terms, providing low-pressure environments where they can gradually ease into civilian life. A supportive network of peers. Veteran-friendly community programs connect veterans with others who understand their experiences, reducing feelings of isolation. Job and skill-building opportunities. Many organizations provide job training, mentorship, and career networking to help veterans transition into fulfilling civilian roles. Examples of effective veteran community programs. Veteran resource centers. Many towns have local veteran centers that provide job assistance, mental health support, and community events. These centers offer a safe space for veterans to meet others, access resources, and reintegrate at their own pace. Veteran sports and outdoor programs. Organizations like Team Red, White and Blue, RWB, host hiking trips, running clubs, and fitness challenges designed to help veterans stay active and connected. Hunting, fishing, and camping retreats specifically for veterans allow them to engage in structured, meaningful outdoor activities. Volunteer and mentorship programs. Many veterans find purpose and fulfillment through mentoring younger veterans, volunteering for community service, or working with at-risk youth. Programs like The Mission Continues allow veterans to lead community service projects, helping them rebuild a sense of purpose. Veteran coffee meetups and social clubs. Low-pressure, casual gatherings like veteran coffee meetups provide opportunities for connection without the formality of therapy or structured programs. Some cities offer veteran networking events, comedy nights, or open mic nights to create social opportunities without heavy emotional expectations. When veterans feel welcome, valued, and engaged in their communities, they are far less likely to experience prolonged isolation. Creating small social interactions that help veterans feel engaged without pressure. For many veterans, jumping straight into large social gatherings can be overwhelming. Instead, gradual social interactions can help them ease into social engagement at their own pace. Strategies for gentle social reconnection. Start with one-on-one interactions. Veterans who feel uncomfortable in crowds may prefer small, personal interactions with trusted friends or family members. Going for a walk, grabbing coffee, or working on a project together can feel less overwhelming than large events. Use shared activities instead of direct conversations. Many veterans struggle with open-ended conversations about their feelings. Instead of forcing discussions, engage in shared hobbies or tasks. Examples: fixing a car, building something, watching a movie, or playing a sport. Avoid overwhelming social expectations. Instead of saying, "Let's go to a big party," try inviting a veteran to a small dinner or casual get-together. Avoid forcing veterans into unexpected social situations that may feel uncomfortable or triggering. Encourage virtual and online communities. Some veterans feel more comfortable connecting online before engaging in face-to-face interactions. Veteran gaming communities, online support groups, or military-themed forums offer safe ways to reconnect. Small, steady social interactions help veterans regain confidence in connecting with others without feeling overwhelmed. Reintegration. Veterans don't just need programs and therapy. They need genuine connection, belonging, and purpose in their civilian lives. Family members, friends, and local communities play a critical role in supporting veterans, but they must do so with patience, understanding, and respect for a veteran's boundaries. By fostering low-pressure social interactions, veteran-friendly community initiatives, and strong family support, we can help veterans feel seen, valued, and connected once again. Reintegration is not just about fitting back into civilian life. It's about rebuilding identity, forming new bonds, and rediscovering a meaningful place in the world.